The largest community in Edmonton is looking to change its name to something that more reflects its values. The community of Oliver will change its name to Wagwentawin, which translates to a circle of friends from Cree. The name was gifted to the Oliver Community League by Elder Jerry Saddleback. Imran Ahmad, the president of the Oliver Community League, spoke to Windspeaker Radio Network about the name change and how he hopes the name won't change the way of life in the community.
I hope there won't be a huge change. The name change is a big moment. I think it's a step in terms of reconciliation and recognizing the land that we're on. But in terms of our day-to-day, like, I still live in Wagwentawin the same as I did yesterday. I still go to work here. I live here. I enjoy the parks here. If anything, it might help us be more in touch of the neighborhood and the, like, nature that we have being around the river valley, calling back to sort of their ancestral roots of the place. But in terms of actual change, I live here. I love living here. And I loved living in Oliver. I love living in Wagwentawin as I move forward.
Ahmad goes on about how the names of businesses and establishments will change along with the community.
That is up to each business, and similar like with Oliver Arena, Oliver School, that'll be with the Edmonton Public School Board, or the City of Edmonton is in charge of those respectively. In terms of the community name, we're hoping to have Wagwentawin be, you know, as soon as we get to council on February 20th. If that's approved, then that'll be the community name. And then any buildings and stuff, that'd be the City of Edmonton or the respective buildings to choose from.
Since the community is named after Frank Oliver, a controversial historic figure that's known for pushing out local Indigenous peoples during Edmonton's early days and alienating them in his own publication, Ahmad said it is important that the past isn't forgotten.
I don't think people will forget. No one's forgetting Frank Oliver. We're not going to. He's still going to be there. He's still in training. He's on our Uncover Oliver website. We still have all the, like, who he was, what he did, and why we're doing it. I wouldn't want to shy away from that either. Like, that is, again, like I said, I love living in Oliver and I love living with Wagwentawin moving forward. You're never going to get rid of it. So it's not like we're not trying to hide it or anything. It's the history's there. As Elder Saddleback mentioned, it's for historians to discuss. But for us, we're trying to move forward. And I'm glad we're moving forward and excited to be at the new name.
The final approval for the name change will be brought to City Council on February 20th. For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.